Good afternoon, brethren, and happy Sabbath. Well, to start, I just have a simple question to ask. Does the Bible contradict itself? I don't know if you've thought this question before, but critics of the Bible love to try and discredit it by bringing up how it's filled with all these contradictions. Just go online and you'll find sites with huge lists of Bible contradictions trying to persuade its readers how the Bible shouldn't be trusted. They say things like, how could a perfect God contradict himself? Was this even true? Is the Bible filled with contradictions, or are they something else entirely? We all know 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. You don't have to turn there. Let me just read it for you, where it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable of doctrine for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So why would God inspire contradictions in his holy book? Wouldn't he want it to be a unified whole? So this is what I want to talk about today. Today I'm going to talk about contradictions and what our approach should be as Christians toward these scriptures. We will also go through a process to help reconcile contrary scriptures and end with some concluding points for you to take home today. So let's begin with an example. This is a simple one, although a little graphic. It can be found in the New Testament, revolving around the details of how Judas Iscariot, the man who betrayed Jesus, how he actually died. So let's turn to Matthew 27, verse 5 for the first scripture. Matthew 27, verse 5. If you look earlier in verse 3, you'll see this is when Judas goes back to the priests with his 30 pieces of silver, feeling the remorse for the wrong that he had done. Let's skip to verse 5. Verse 5, then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Well, seems pretty simple here. That's how he died. He hung himself. Well, let's look at another scripture. Another scripture is going to say something different. Let's go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1, going to verse 18. Chapter 1, verse 18. This is where the apostles were in the process of finding a replacement for Judas after he died. And this passage was recapping the event of his death. Verse 18, now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, this man being Judas, referring to him as the buyer of the field, because the priests used the money they paid him to purchase it. So that's why it's said in that way. Continuing on, though, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. A little gross, but in this passage, it sounds like he fell over headlong and just broke his middle section and spilled out his guts. So which one is it? Did he hang himself or fall over with his guts spilling out? Is this a contradiction then? At first glance, it's easy to say yes, because we have two verses saying different things. But does that mean, and if it is a contradiction, does that mean we can't trust the rest of the Bible? What do we do? Does that mean we throw the rest of the book away? Well, no. It just means that our job is not yet done. As Christians believing in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, we know there must be more to it. What do we do to reconcile the differences between these two scriptures? Well, to reconcile them, we must go through a process. And the first part of this process, we must first start by just defining what a contradiction really is, because I think there's some confusion on it in the world. Well, actually, there's a law in logic that defines what a contradiction is. It's called the law of non-contradiction. And this defines what a contradiction is. And the law states that contrary statements cannot both be true in the same sense at the same time. Now, you'll find that law said in different ways. That was just one version I found. Let me say it again so it sinks in. Contradictory statements cannot be both true in the same sense at the same time. Meaning, when you're reading contrasting or contradicting Bible passages, you have to ask yourself some questions. For instance, is the same thing or person under consideration? You know, when you're putting these two scriptures next to each other, you must know for sure the person it's talking about. Because if it's not the same person, then it's not a contradiction. Or is the same time period in view? If you have two scriptures and they're saying it's the same event, but what if they're actually not the same time? Then it turns out that's not a contradiction either. Or what if the language being used that seems to be self-contradictory is employed in the same way? Sometimes we have to look at the language and see if the words are being used in the same way. Because if it's not, then that's not a contradiction either. So there's a lot more to it, what a contradiction really is. So let's use some of these questions, going back to our example in the New Testament, looking at the example of Judas. We don't necessarily need to turn back there, or maybe have your thumb between it and just flip back. I'm not going to read the scriptures again. But thinking about what we read, are both scriptures talking about Judas? It's pretty clear looking at the context. And that part really isn't being questioned. So it's both Judas there. Do both scriptures, did they happen at the same exact time? Well, yes, it could be, but it could also be no, too. So there's some open-ended to that question. Is the language being used in the same sense? For this example, the language really isn't under question either. It's pretty clear what's being said. But let's go back to that second question. Did both these events in the scriptures happen at the same exact time? Well, if you're trying to argue that the scriptures contradict, you would be saying yes. It's happened at the same time as there's a contradiction. You know, it doesn't make sense. But actually, with the information we have, you can't say for sure yes. Really, it could be either way. It's actually most likely it's no, because if you put the pieces together, and knowing that the Bible is God's word, it has to be no. So actually, the solution to this contradiction is quite simple when you view it with different timing involved. What's going on is that they're both true, just taking place at different times, one after another. So let's look at the solution here. It's pretty simple here. He hanged himself first, and then probably the branch he was swinging on broke from the weight, and he fell over, maybe hit a rock, and that's what broke his midsection and what helped burst out his guts out. So they both happened. This is a gross section. That would be the rated R portion of the movie. So, if you see it with the time difference, it actually makes sense. So there's no contradiction here after all. They are both true. They both happened, just at different times. From this one simple example, what are some conclusions that we can draw that we can maybe learn and apply to other scriptures or other contradictions? One conclusion I have is, first, scriptures that say opposite things doesn't necessarily make it a contradiction. We just saw that, because they happen at different times. They can say opposite things, but still be true. Secondly, don't confuse contradiction with supplementation. All right, scriptures may say different things, but when you put it together, it gives you a more complete picture of the whole story, which can greatly benefit our understanding. So we shouldn't be afraid of scriptures that don't match up. It's how we get the whole story. Now, taking a few steps back, looking at the big picture of all this, wouldn't it have been simpler for God if he just removed these differences and contradictions from the scriptures? Wouldn't it have made the Bible easier to believe, easier to understand, with these seemingly contrary verses, without them tripping us up? Why would God have these scriptures in the Bible that appear to contradict, but really don't? Doesn't seem necessary. It seems to unnecessarily confuse people. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, we know that God is not the author of confusion. God has a purpose for everything he does. For these scriptures, in fact, he has a purpose in everything he does and allows. I have three final points that I'm going to address this. Here's what I came up with. Point number one, God allowed some of these scriptures to appear as contradictions to really force us to really get to know our Bible and to study it and to do our research. All right, you can't live off a superficial understanding of this book. It's not enough for us to live from this book. It forces us to dig deep to really understand. You know, every contradiction has a solution. We just have to do the work. And with God's help and Spirit working with us, we will find it. Second point, God allows scriptures to appear as contradictions to be a stumbling block for those who might be proud and for those who really don't want the truth. Because if you're looking for an excuse not to believe the Bible, you will find it. If you're looking for it, you will find it. And you will even find it within the scriptures itself. You know, so if you're living by every word of the Bible, by every word of God, for us, it shouldn't be hard to exercise faith and believing that it's true. Because when you live it, when I live it, we know that these words could only have come from God. Third point, God allowed scriptures to appear as contradictions because discrepancies in the Bible actually prove more of its authenticity. Let me explain how that works. Let me share a quote to explain why. There's a guy named Simon Greenleaf. He's from Harvard Law School. He's one of history's most important legal figures and an author of an influential treatise on evidence. He said this after studying the differences between the gospel accounts, and I quote, "There is enough of a discrepancy to show that there could have been no previous concert among the writers, and at the same time, such substantial agreement as to show that they all were independent narrators of the same great transaction." When you have different authors contributing to a story, there are bound to be differences. And it's expected. It's natural for a document this old, and it's expected when there's different authors. It shows that this book wasn't written by just one person, but from many different viewpoints and time frames. If the Bible was totally perfect, totally unified in all the viewpoints, it didn't have any discrepancies, no flaws or contradictions, it would actually bring more suspicion to its validity as a historical document. It would actually be harder to believe in it if it was too perfect. So let's go back to my beginning question then. Does the Bible contradict itself? Yes, if you don't know what a real contradiction is. Yes, if you don't properly do the proper study and research and prayer for God's direction and understanding. Yes, if you're looking for an excuse not to believe God and His Word. Does the Bible contradict itself? Well, we know the real answer. No. No.